By the way, the new iPhone update absolutely sucks. On the way, it now automatically puts 2 exclamation points at the end of your I'm on the way. So I've gotten into 2 arguments with her because I just did OMW and it did 2 exclamation points. And she was like, okay, you don't have to fucking yell at me. I'm like...
Welcome to 3 with Z, with me, Rob Kosovich. This is a podcast where we get together and talk current events, pop culture, and whatever's on our minds for the week. Joining me, as always, is my friend, Christian Z.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm alright, Christian. How you doing?
Surviving, one day at a time.
Every day's a struggle.
Surviving one day at a time. I owe an apology to all my listeners again for disappearing for a week again.
A week?
Life is very hard right now.
It's out of control.
It's out of control. I had to apologize to Rob outside the studio before we came in here today, and I apologize again in the air. I'm very sorry, Rob.
That's okay.
But fuck you. How about that? My life is in a transition, and I like to think the night is darkest just before the dawn, if I'm going to quote Batman. It's in a spot right now where my temper has been flaring. And
woo!
And it's just been all over the place. I had the nicest date with a girl on Saturday, though.
How'd that go?
It was supposed to be a surprise, and it was, we even tried to figure it out, remember I was trying to tell you?
We were trying to figure out if she was taking you to see Cats, or if she was taking
Marvel on Ice. I was telling
That would have been a good one.
I thought it was that because I saw a ticket, not a ticket, but like, you know, like the little pamphlets they give, the kind of look like tickets for Marvel on Ice at her house, in her apartment, and I'm like, oh no. Like, I was upset and concerned. I said to a friend, I'm like, dude, is this a surprise? Like, I don't give a shit, but just let me know now so I can just mentally prepare. Is this Marvel on Ice? And he was just like, dude, he goes, you can't be upset. Like, she got you something nice. You have to just, you know, you just got to be appreciative of it.
Yeah, know? Whatever it is, just appreciate it.
And I looked at him and I'm like, but it's not the real Iron Man, though.
What?
I said that to him.
It's not the real Iron Man.
Like, there's a real Iron Man. I was just weird.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. I was in a weird place. I'm still in a weird place. So...
real Iron Man.
So I try to figure it out, and then I can't figure it out, so we decide, we go, and turns out she takes me to the city, blindfolded, and I sat blindfolded.
Like on the train?
Yeah, I did it. I was very into it.
The whole way.
She got to do her makeup, apparently, while I was just sitting there. Normally, I'm an annoying twat, she says, because I'm always like, stop doing your makeup, like, hang out with me, and, which I probably do, but we get there, and... It's the surprise is we take the Uber and then we walk up the block. It's at this comic book store I do not know the name of.
It's not Midtown Comics.
Not Midtown. It's another one. And Paul, his name is Paul Pitieri. He was the Batman artist from 1985 to 1995.
Oh, wow.
85 to 95. The funniest thing was we walk into the comic book store and she goes, I have one of the artists who did Batman. He's going to take us on a tour of the city and he's going to show us all the famous spots where they did filming, but he also worked for Marvel for a little bit. And I'm like, holy shit, like, that's really fucking, like, cool. That's really awesome. And then she turns and looks, and there's this guy sitting. You ever see the walkers? He's sitting in the walker, so, like, you could turn it around and then sit down, put your ass into it, and sit down.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He's sitting in it. And,
like an old person in a shower.
Yeah. Yes, that's the exact situation. And he looks just like George R. Martin. He does. We just had the picture of him up on the screen here. He, beard, weird hat and everything, and she just goes, imagine if that's him, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And all of a sudden, he just
looks like a fucking comic book artist.
Stands up, and he's just like, okay, so you guys are here, you guys are ready to go, and she's like, oh, you're Paul, and he's like, yeah, we've been emailing your beep, and she's like, yeah. We started off the tour, and he's walking, apparently he broke his leg the last time he was doing a tour for somebody, which was like 3 months prior.
Did he get mugged?
Did
someone not save him?
He showed us, right across from the comic book store, I don't know if he's just throwing me a jab there, but Bob Kane's original apartment throughout the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it is. I have a picture of it. I'm going to put it up on Twitter. If anybody could validate that this is Bob Kane's apartment, please let me know.
Is it in Manhattan?
It's in Manhattan, yeah. And then he showed me the original. Did you know this? All right, you're probably going to and make me feel like an idiot. Did you know Shazam is the original Captain Marvel?
Yeah. There's a really interesting... like, backstory about...
On that, yeah, he told me also. I was shocked. The Captain Marvel right now is not the original Captain Marvel. Shazam is the original Captain Marvel.
Right, but they can't call his book Captain Marvel anymore because Marvel actually copyrighted Captain Marvel.
So they were going to do the movie called Shazam, the original Captain Marvel, and Marvel put like this whole stink up about it. So now
I think half the reason they're making the Captain Marvel movie is
to fuck yeah.
Cause yeah, we're just gonna continue this 60-year dispute. I think Captain Marvel, the DC character Shazam,
yeah,
he's older than Superman.
Yes, he's the first comic book character. He's the first,
and like Superman was a ripoff of Captain Marvel. But then the copyright on Captain Marvel eventually slipped.
Yes.
They ignored it. And then Marvel, when the copyright went out, Marvel didn't even exist as a company yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they were still Capital Comics or whatever they were.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of wrestling.
Capital Wrestling.
Global. And then when they brought Captain Marvel back, now they call his book Shazam, yeah, which is a real fucking problem because then now...
Thinking Kazam with Shaq?
Everyone's like, no, they've made this movie before, and it was with Shaq.
But the Rock, they are shooting it, right? But is he... I thought he was going to be Black Adam. They did like a...
The Rock is going to be the villain. Black Adam is Captain Marvel's...
Oh, Lex the Rock's Luthor, not... Oh, so...
Joker.
Okay,
so... He's like main villain.
Oh, then who's playing Shazam?
Didn't we talk about that?
No.
Zachary Levy, the guy from Chuck.
No.
You haven't seen the pictures? Google the pictures.
I'm doing it right now.
Because he's wearing the costume, but the costume looks like one of those, like if you got me like one of the big muscle suits that are made out of foam, but it
Shut
makes you
up.
Look ripped. It's amazing.
I kind of tweet this.
But
too.
I mean, like, everyone looks like shit in...
Even The Rock?
Well, no. Like, if you look at the Black Panther costume that they had when they were filming Civil War, it looks like garbage.
Oh my God, that does look like that. Yeah, we're... First of all, he is
no, no. Find the set picture.
The set?
Yeah.
Oh my God! That looks like a Halloween costume.
Like a bad Halloween costume.
I'm saving it. I'm allowed to tweet any picture I want, right?
I would hope so. Yeah.
Okay.
No dick pics.
Okay. So we went on the whole tour. It was awesome. He did. Then at the end, he said, and you get your own Batman picture at the end of this, drawn by me. So,
well, that's actually really cool. Did you ask him to make you the Joker, though?
No, wait for this. So, we're at the end of we end in Grand Central Station, and then he starts explaining how Carlito's Way was filmed here. And I'm like, first of all, I know that. Second of all, wait, but how, is there a Carlito's Way comic book that I missed? That, it, you know, right. I would love to see Sean Penn drawn out like it's, you know, Vice City, you know? I'm like, did I miss something here? Was that like a graphic novel? He's like, no, I was just deciding to tell you that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been talking movies all day.
I wanted to get a picture. This second thing that happened that she got mad at me for. First thing was this couple ended up, this family.
This isn't just you and Cruella with...
Yes. With him.
With Pete?
Nobody else showed up. Yeah, with Pete.
That's
so
amazing.
So it was awesome. I was talking for the first, I would say, 5 or 6 blocks, and then we stop, and then he gets a call on his phone that these people came from Israel, and they want to come on the trip. It's this couple and their young son. Good-looking kid. Like, the kid looks, he has, like, that soccer look. Like I'm a soccer player. Don't frat, be a dick here. Like, I said, this kid's hot. He's a good-looking kid. He's a good-looking kid.
Good-looking kid.
He looked like a soccer player. Good. You know, like I did when I was 12. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I lose it. So, what happened was, it was all about me, because it was my gift, my thing. I was having a good time talking to him, and then all of a sudden, he makes it about this fucking kid the whole time. You know?
An asshole.
So I'm walking ahead, and like he's like, you gotta understand, I get that you're from Long Island, you've been here and everything like that, but like, these people from Israel, like, I have to like accommodate them too. And I'm like, fine, okay, I guess I'm not a cool kid anymore. I guess you don't give a shit. I said...
Right, these people are just happy to walk around New York.
Yeah. We get to Park Avenue, and he goes... We filmed a lot of stuff here mainly because people have filmed a lot of stuff here mainly because it's the quietest place in the city. And I'm like, holy shit, it is. I've never noticed how quiet Park Avenue could be. And then he goes, are you guys ready for my first challenge here, guys? He goes, puts his hand up. He goes, what building is the MetLife building he's pointed to? Is that used for in a movie? He goes, gonna give you a hint. And he's looking right at the kid. And he goes, it's 12 floors up and it has a launching pad. And I'm like, oh, the Avengers building. And the kid starts to cry.
Jesus, Christian.
It's my gift. My fucking gift. Fuck you. If you can't handle this shit, I would have answered that at 12. There's no reason why he couldn't answer.
You're not 12.
Oh, God. He didn't speak English either. He a little bit broken, but, and then the second thing was, I got yelled at for, you know the scene in Carlito's Way where he's laying on the escalator and he has the gun? and they're coming down the other side. So they were fine with me taking whatever picture I wanted. Like, we went to the battleground of New York in, not 9-11, during, in the Avengers.
Yeah, the three 9-11s.
Three 9-11s.
And the 9-11 where Tony Stark got PTSD.
So I ran across the street to take a picture. I wanted to do, like, a hanging lamppost picture. Like Iron Man does with his arms stretched, like the Heisman kind of. And he flips out. That's the first one. I'm like,
dude. The kid or Pete?
Pete got mad. You have to stay with the group. So I'm acting like more of a child apparently than this kid who's so upset. He didn't say another word the whole trip. So we get to Grand Central Station and he shows us the escalators that Al Pacino laid down on to do the picture. So I'm like, babe, take a picture. He's like, no. He's already had enough. I'm like, fucking no. What do you mean he's had enough? This is the end of the trip. I want to take the picture. Realistically, she said to me after, I could have done this after and not gotten in trouble by him.
Yeah, you could have waited for them to leave or whatever.
But he wasn't leaving. I got in trouble. Whatever security is at Grand Central Terminal. And
oh yeah, but those guys, like, they have machine guns.
Well, that it wasn't the army. It was. I think it might have been a trooper. It was whoever was right below the National Guard. I went to the top of the escalator and I didn't slide down it, but I laid down on the things with and I was doing like this.
You're doing the Mr.
Bang, bang.
The Mr. Bean thing where, like, you see the cops and you hide your handgun in the pocket.
I was just laying like this. I'll take a picture. I'll do it. Just like this. My finger has a gun. That's not what they concerned.
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
They didn't think I had a gun, but I was laying back on the escalator like this and I just wanted her to take a picture of me like Carlito. Me not thinking that if my shirt gets stuck in the escalator, I get ripped up, I'm fucking dead. And then the other thing is, but he did it with like a long leather coat. He survived. You know, I was just, you know, he said, stands up out of his thing, starts screaming at me. He's like, this is the end. He goes, thank God. He goes, we're done. And he's like, by the way, do you want your Batman picture? And I told him no. And he's like, what? I'm like, I don't want you to draw me a Batman picture. I don't need you to draw me one.
He yelled at me. One of a kind Batman picture.
Signed. And I said, no. Because you want to yell at me like a child three times? You want to treat me? I said, draw one for the kid. And he said, I already did draw it for the kid. And that was the end of the trip. So I have a really good habit of ruining gifts for people.
So, in the end, Marvel on Ice would have been a lot more successful.
What, so I hop on the ice like Leo gets in Lethal Weapon 3? How was your week, though?
Wondering where my friend is, you know.
I'm hanging out in escalators, motels, hotels. Fuck, I've been in so many goddamn hotels over the past week and a half, too. Our three topics of the week, do you want to get going?
Okay, you're going to do Westworld?
Yeah.
I'm doing just a news roundup. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things that have been on my mind the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Late breaking news.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk Avengers, because Avengers is out, what, tomorrow?
I'm going tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah. Are you mad?
No, I didn't want to see that with you or anything. It's fine.
I can't please everybody. I'll stay in the hotel.
You can try one person.
Just please one. Oh, God.
Who are you going with?
What?
Who are you going with?
Gorilla. She got the tickets for me.
Why are you doing podcasts with her? You want to start Westworld?
Okay. You've never seen any of this, right?
I've seen commercials on HBO. That's robots, right?
Okay.
In the Old West.
Bio. Ready for this? They're not AI. They are AI, but it's... Wait, how do you explain this?
Oh, boy.
When I saw the commercial, I saw the second season commercial, which is on now. They're on the second episode this week. It'll come on. And I like the look. I saw that it's a Western. And then I'm like, oh, it's obviously sci-fi too, because there's this... It looks like it's a drone. They call them drones. But it looks like a drone. It looks like a white body with no face or anything like that. Did you see that on the commercial?
No.
That's
it's like an iRobot kind of thing?
Yes, an iRobot kind of thing. And I was like, holy shit. Call one of my sci-fi guys. I texted you. Didn't answer because you were mad at me. And then I went to somebody else, and they said Westworld is awesome. When I hear a cool premise for a show and I start watching it, I try to pivot and think of another way they could have done this.
Right.
It's very Truman Show-esque. Okay, the way they do it is it's they didn't give you the exact year yet. I'm only on the second episode of the first season, but I would say probably, I'm going to think, I guess, 70 years in the future. And this is a theme park. It's called Westworld, that these people can go visit, and these drones live. But they're actually, what would you call an actual...
A living machine.
They're a living machine. Okay, they're made of all
What's the Terminator thing?
A cyborg. It's a theme park. It's an artificial world where these drones are intercepted there, and they think it's a real world. They're kind of just like the Truman Show. They think they're really in a.
This is their world.
This is their world. So immediately when I'm sitting there, me thinking outside the box here, which I always do. Oh, they're going to become self-aware. and they're going to rebel. That's my prediction. Now, maybe some of our listeners have already seen this and I'm dead wrong. And it's just a...
I like the prediction show for a show that came out like a year ago.
But it's Ed Harris is just fucking amazing in it. Like, he's a newcomer. And these people who visit the world and from the outside... And they can't be hurt. Like, if the people who live in Westworld shoot him, they just bounce off him. It's so cool. But he's almost addicted to it like a drug. He's been coming back for 30 years. And he's done basically everything to these town people that he can maliciously. Like, he's raped Evan Rachel Wood. He's killed her dad. And every time he comes back here, he's been doing the same shit. So he wants to go deeper. He keeps calling it the game. He wants to go deeper into this world step by step by step. So it's interesting to see how far... that they're actually going to create this universe. I want to see how far they could do it. Like, I like they also do it from a Truman Show's perspective where there's a writer who kind of watches from the outside and there's a producer and, like, they're arguing over plots. And then they go to a computer aspect where the creator, who's Anthony Hopkins, he's, like, created the world, argues with his head software designer who doesn't want any more updates. He goes, because you keep throwing these updates in and these people are becoming more and more restless. So now over the next two episodes, all of a sudden, some of the characters have been flipping out and they've been killing each other and they're like, not supposed to do that. They're supposed to stay on a script. Evan Rachel Wood is fucking amazing on this. And like, I think she's picked her, do you think she's picked her spots very well with movies and TV, or she hasn't been in a lot of stuff? Like, she did 13 and she got really famous from that. And then she was married to Marilyn Manson for a long time.
Yeah.
What else do we know her from, though? That's what I'm saying. She's great.
I'm trying to picture it in my head, and I can't.
Overall, the show right now, I'm giving it a 7 because I have it. This could, just like any other show, could tank in the next 3 episodes, and I don't like it. But it's going strong, man.
I've heard nothing but good things about it. I don't think it tanks.
I hope it doesn't tank. I really don't need this. Talking about Westworld here, I want to go into. I wanted to talk about this 2 weeks ago. Can we talk about AI a little bit here? Can we get a little creepy?
The movie or
no? I don't.
I mean, it's a good movie.
Artificial intelligence. I want to talk about the advancements in the world here, Rob.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, are you done with Westworld?
Yeah. But this is why I wanted to talk about it with Westworld. I kind of combined the two topics here because it made me think. Right now where we are in this, I love when people say political climate. They're saying right now that in 100 years, they're going to be able to create a robot that does become smarter than us.
Yes. Less than 100 years. Yeah. Stephen Hawking was saying it was imminent. Elon Musk is trying to warn people against doing it.
Yes, but also, have you seen this robot, Sophia, that everybody loves talking to? It's the famous AI that, like, some people were saying you're not even going to be able to tell the difference between robots and humans at some point. And at what point do we say, stop it?
Well, do you remember the one, I think it was last year, Microsoft put out that learning computer that people could talk, and it would learn from talking to people. And it was online for about a day before it started saying racist shit because 4chan and everything started talking to her so much that she just started calling people fags. And,
shut up.
And racist stuff. And
that's a good premise for a song.
And like, it got so bad that they just took her back offline because they didn't realize how shitty the internet was.
There was, Google did one. I have the article here. I can also tweet this. I'm going to tweet a few things today to catch up to show you that I'm serious here. Google made 2 computers that they can operate on their own processor, like their own processors, and they're acting on their own judgment. So they're firing off, they're learning, and they're...
No, this is like Deep Images.
Yeah.
Or is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Deep Dreams. It's the computer that dreams, and they take a picture and...
They had 2 of them.
And it's made up of other pictures of weird shit.
They started talking to each other in a language that the humans couldn't understand at Google.
Fucking great.
Okay. Realistically, though... Is it possible that the fucking things were just, they fried? And, like, who knows what they, no one thinks that these two were talking in, like, an artificial language. It could have been, but it also could have been a fucking weird glitch.
Yeah, but the glitch happened when they started talking to each other.
Yes. At what point do you stop? Google, if I worked at Google, I'd say, look, you need to unplug these things and never put them on again. This is a sign here.
Did you see the thing, what the Google employees did get upset about? Google was... They got a contract with the Department of Defense to work on their drone program.
Okay.
The drones were going to get Google's facial recognition technology.
Okay.
So that when the United States Army's drones pick up your face, they can just kill you right away. They don't have to wait for someone. A confirmation of who it was. The computers just know who you are and take you out.
Do you really think that these countries want drone armies?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want a drone army?
So what are we going to have, like, the...
The United States already has a drone army.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Drones that operate that can fight.
Yeah.
Where? Where?
Afghanistan?
No, I mean walking robots. I don't mean
no. Why would you get a walking robot when you can just make them fly? You're not gonna get a Terminator. It doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. A Terminator. I thought you were scaring me here. I thought there were like 80 of them on the White House lawn.
Well, I mean, there might be.
They wouldn't be on the White House.
I think there's one in the White House.
I think they'd be in front of Trump Tower. That's where they're guarding. Did you know, by the way, on this, do you think we should keep advancing with some AI to a point, but don't, like, where's the line here? Like, because this show made me think about it. Like, I could realistically see, this is what I'm saying, what's a person? One day, okay, like, remember how my dad, I get mad at my dad when he says, like, oh, what's people, you can't have gays get married because what's the next thing? Like, someone's going to want to marry their dog, you know? That's ridiculous, but...
Now, did you hear about what's going on in Alabama? So, we're straight into my topic about current events. The Alabama State Senate just blocked the bill that makes bestiality illegal.
So you could fuck an animal in Alabama.
Yes. It's not illegal. Because it also changed the definition of marriage. So all the conservatives got behind not...
Your topic right now. We're going right into you.
The bill was going to change the definition of marriage in Alabama.
Okay.
And the wording would allow gay marriages, like, confirm that gay marriage. They already can happen.
Okay. Because
it's the United States.
Yeah.
But.
There's some parts of the world where you can't still.
Though. Yes. But the conservatives blocked the wording of it in this bill to get rid of bestiality. So you, in fact, can marry your dog, and it was conservatives' fault.
Oh, God, I can't wait to tell him that. Fuck. That's unreal.
They saw it was coming because they were planning it, apparently.
Let's put one foot back in the topic one and then come right back to two. Do you think we'll ever get to a point with somebody, say AI becomes that advanced where you don't know the difference between, where somebody wants to marry the robot?
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't have a problem with somebody wanting, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, the biggest problem is if you have to worry about what the robot wants.
Wait.
Because you don't want to have robot rape. You know what I mean?
You want to do a robot rape?
I don't want to. That's the whole point.
Okay. You don't want robot rape, but... I'm saying at a point that...
I'm fine with people marrying robots as long as the robot's into it.
So, alright, so the robot's self-aware at this point, and they're marrying... Like, what's that shitty movie with Robin Williams?
Bicentennial Man?
Yes, where he becomes a human, and at the end you cry, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with him? He made, like, two weird movies in a year. It was Jack and that. And then he did Patch Adams. This was like Robin Williams hot before he moved to the island.
Right before Insomnia.
Oh, that was a skit. Watching Robin Williams take a shit might have been the weirdest experience of my life. He breaks into somebody's house and takes a shit.
So what's creepier, Insomnia or was it 1 Hour Photo? Remember that where he's doing these people's...
No, that's the one where he takes the shit.
Oh, yeah, because he goes into the people's house. And
that's it.
Robin Williams?
I'm sorry to the character in Insomnia. It was the character in Patch Adams. Okay.
Hour Photo.
He's such a shit person. Like, I'm sorry.
Robin Williams.
Birdcage is so good, and then, like, he just... like, the air's out. Have you ever seen Birdcage?
Yeah.
Great movie. False, you know, his whole thing, and then, like... just the air came right out of the balloon. I think he's a good enough actor to have won an Oscar at some point, but then he just...
Yeah, it probably shouldn't have been Aladdin or Birdcage.
Or
1 Hour Photo.
Just show the clip of him, like, when they do the still shots. Just him sitting on the toilet. Oh, we have to take a break for our first sponsor. We have our first sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to try to splice this in, like, maybe between segments or something, all right?
From now on?
Just so it's, like, in the middle of the show.
Okay. Well, I want to get paid, so can we fucking do the segment anyway?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to
put that way.
It's not going to be at the end of the show. It's worth more if it's in the middle.
Yeah. Our first sponsor ever is... Killer Cam's hot sauce. For those of you who are tired of using your regular standard hot sauce and claiming that it's your own, like, you know those guys who tell you they have their own hot sauce?
Yeah, and you go over there and it's fucking
Frank's. It's Frank's with a little butter in it. Barbecue sauce with a little extra Frank's in it. Like, okay, for those of you who are tired of that and want to step out of your box and look like the cool guy at your barbecue, your football game, whatever the fuck you got going out with your friends, buy Cam's Killer Hot Sauce. I designed the logo. Kind of a big deal with the company, okay? Getting our free hot sauce there. One more time, Cam's Killer Hot Sauce is our first sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
Where is it available? I love hot sauce.
There's a website. Go to CamsKillerHotSauce.com.
Cam's Killer Hot Sauce. That's with a K?
Yeah. Cam's Killer Hot Sauce. You gonna try a bottle?
Love to try some.
Yeah. My thing is with guys with hot sauce is that you always, like, my hot sauce is the best, and it's Frank's.
Well, I mean, Frank's is the best.
But Frank's a standard. It's not this, you know?
Yeah, it's a standard.
It's the standard, okay? Don't tell
Have you tried Cam's Killer Hot
Yes,
Dogs
I
yet?
Actually did.
How's it stack up against the standard Frank's?
It's hotter.
That doesn't sound like a good
No, it is bad. It's good. It's good. Okay, the way he does it is amazing. I give him fucking credit for it, okay? I love the company. I'm all for it. Everything is all good. It's not just because they're a sponsor. I do like it. I'm not a... There's some hot sauce connoisseurs where it's like, I don't like to be in pain. You're not in pain when you eat this. You ever take, like, it's called, like, the devil's dick?
Yeah,
or, like, and two drops on... You can't eat,
now
finish
I can't
the
eat
meal.
My sandwich.
Yeah,
yeah,
fuck you. Fuck you.
So go eat CamsKillerHotSauce.com.
Yep.
All right, so topic number two is going to be a little current event wrap-up. I was going to do WrestleMania 2 weeks ago, but I'm kind of over talking about it now. Wasn't a great WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was a bad WrestleMania.
Although, I've gone back and watched a couple of matches. There's a lot of good matches in it.
Daniel Bryan needs to be stopped.
He's a madman.
You see him throwing himself around like a fucking toy?
There's a reason that he had to retire.
Yeah, but why can't we honor that?
Well, they tried to, but the rumor is that it was his contract was up. And so he was going to leave and go wrestle somewhere else, so they had to let him wrestle.
Oh, so, okay.
He's Ram Jam. He's going to die in the ring.
I was watching some of that shit he was doing. Like, when those guys throw themselves against the turnbuckle, there's a way some guys do it where...
Yeah, look at the hand up.
The hand up. Up. Like, the Flair is the best at it. Like, he lumbles over, and then, like, Shawn Michaels even copied the way Flair did it, where... We've seen Shawn Michaels hurt himself. Remember it's him Undertaker 2? And he does the moonsault off the turnbuckle onto the table. Like, there's no way to fake that. Like,
There's the casket match in 96 that actually ended his career. He lands on his back.
But that was...
And he can never walk again.
He landed on the opposite. Like, he landed on his back. This one he landed on, like, his ribs. Like, the thing that's upsetting me was... I also get upset when, like, people say, like, oh, you watch wrestling? You know that's fake? Have you ever heard an asshole say that?
No, not once.
I made the mistake of saying that to you before I got into it, and I apologize for it. But some of these guys fucking are dead because of wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so back to the point. Daniel Bryan, what he's doing is you're hurting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Your brain is not getting any better. Like,
no, they took new MRI scans. His brain healed.
Yeah. From Vince's doctors. But that was probably the best worst match of the night. Like,
Ronda Rousey was the best.
She's good.
She's great. She's a star.
You see Pop, Uncle Dana just fucking clapping on the side?
Right, they had to get the shot of him there.
Are they going to have her stay on one of the cards? Like, is she
she's...
Raw or SmackDown?
I think she's on Raw. She's doing a thing with Mickie James now.
Okay.
Which is, it's a smart move. Like, they're giving her Mickie James and Natalya. Like, okay. two of the more experienced women.
Okay.
You know, and just making her look great.
Okay.
She does a couple, like, judo throws that look amazing.
Yeah.
Because they're just legitimately throwing a judo throw.
They're letting it
through. Like, well, no, because, like, she could do that to women who are actually, like, trying to avoid it.
Hmm.
Now people are, like, going along with it.
Yeah.
I think she's just throwing them around. That's pretty great. But although it looked like she threw on a real armbar for a second, like, finisher has been this armbar where she does it kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I think it's to not put too much pressure on it. She put Mickie James in a real armbar.
My lady friend here, she goes... Oh, I saw these really cool snaps of this wrestler with blue eyes. He's really, really hot. And I'm like, which wrestler had blue eyes?
You're talking about Roman with blue eyes?
No, not Roman blue eyes.
No, because they had him wearing contacts for a while.
They had Seth wearing contacts at WrestleMania.
Oh yeah. He came out as the Night King.
Yes. I said to her this. I said, look, I like that you're getting into wrestling. That's nice that your girlfriend is sending you cool snaps. One. I said, you are not liking my nemesis. You're not doing it. You're not doing it.
You got a curb stop.
I've never once, like, said to her, like, he injured Finn. He's not safe. He's not a safe wrestler. I'm quoting Bret Hart.
Well, let's talk about that also. Speaking of the entrances on that match.
The LGBT? LGBT? Do whatever
LGBT.
It is. Can we not deny that he's... I don't have a problem with this, but the guy's clearly a homosexual autistic man. If you edit this out, I'd be mad at you. He is. You're the one who said on Reddit there was a whole subreddit. On the
Yeah, it's a whole joke about it, yeah.
Yeah, joke. No one can be that good at you know him. I don't care. I don't want to become an actor. Yeah, I'm sorry. Finn, I love you. I'm right. You could, and look, I don't want the audience to think I'm being a bigot here, because you could be for gay rights and not be homosexual. One of my best friends is gay. My best friend is gay. I trust me, I play that card a lot. I do.
You know, that's not something that... That... Oh, my best friend's black. I can't be racist.
Oh, God.
My best friend's gay.
Can we change the subject here? Because you're making me look like a fool.
Well, the one other thing I want to say. I was really disappointed with the AJ Nakamura match.
Because we saw one of the best matches ever that they did in Pride. Not Pride. New Japan.
But, I don't know. Did you see the end of the match?
No, I did not.
Nakamura lost. He gets down on one knee and presents the belt. He's doing like a whole like Japanese honor thing.
To AJ.
And then immediately low blows AJ. Oh, and then the next
Japped him.
Yeah. And then he kneed him in the face on the outside. He beat the shit out of him. Uh-huh. Stomped on his head. And then the next night they asked him why he did it. And he gives this response about like, oh, you know, I got emotional. I shouldn't have done that.
I was emotional.
Yeah. And they're like, no, but why did you attack him? And he goes, oh, no speak English.
Nice!
And walked away. And now he's, every night when AJ's out there, Nakamura comes out of the crowd or something, sneaks up behind him and low blows him again. It's bad guy Nakamura is amazing.
But you
and keep... they change his music.
Oh, bad guy Nakamura is a bit different music? I love his song, though.
Yeah, but now it's the same music, but more rock and roll, like it's with a guitar instead of violins.
Yeah,
after. So that's awesome. It wasn't even a bad match, but just the less than amazing match is kind of redeemed by the fact that it's like, that is not a one-off match. They're having a match. This is now a months-long thing of Nakamura's being a bad guy and attacking him. He went to get him again, and Carl Anderson came out and like took a knee for him, like mm-hmm. jumped in the way like a bodyguard. It was a good stuff.
My thing is, we just have seen so many great... We saw that great match they had in New Japan, and it's not the same as it is because it's in WWE.
Yeah.
I think Nakamura wants his rest, too, because doing that in Japan for so long, you know, it's got to take your toll on you.
Yeah, and he's older, and... All right, so that's WrestleMania. It was all right.
Happy to... Oh, before we go, Taker? Did you like that Taker was back? I don't want him to come back for fucking shits and giggles. I want a really good match out of him.
Yeah, instead it was just showing up to, like, do all his moves and he won.
And that was it.
It seems like that they should have done that last year when he could still have like a real match.
Yeah. He also just had his hip surgery and everything.
Apparently he's moving better than he ever has. Roman Reigns and Lesnar had a weird match and that Lesnar won.
Okay.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, it was just really fucking weird. Did you hear anything about the greatest Royal Rumble? The King of Saudi Arabia gave the WWE so much money, they're having a 50-man Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia on Friday.
Okay.
It's going to be like 7 hours long.
How do we get this?
Oh, it's going to be on the network.
Oh, it is going to be on the network.
But it's Roman and Lesnar are having a rematch in a cage. Undertaker's having a casket match.
With who?
Rusev. It's kind of like they're doing WrestleMania.
Over?
Yeah.
Oh, good thing you mentioned this.
Because they're getting paid. God knows how much money they're getting paid by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Dude, this prince is cool. It's the Prince of Saudi. I know who you're talking about. He's like the new king. He's the progressive cool one. They did a whole special.
Well, there's no women.
He's not. I didn't say he was. He's
he's Saudi Arabia progressive.
Yeah, you know.
He likes wrestling. Is that what
he likes mean? Wrestling and hip hop? All right, go on. To
so
next
in the news also today, what do you think about Bill Cosby
getting acquitted?
No, he got convicted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the wrong. Good. Fuck him.
He got convicted of penetration without consent.
Good, stick him in fucking...
Penetration when someone's unconscious. He could face up to 30 years in jail.
Die.
Do you think he'll die in jail?
I don't think he'll serve enough.
Yeah, just give him house arrest?
They're gonna get... Yeah, I would love it if that motherfucker sat in jail for the rest of his life. My thing is, you're a hypocrite. You're a hypocritical fuck. That's what you are, Bill. And I have a serious tone right now. You had the balls to jump all over so many comedians throughout your career who cursed, God forbid, you know, had a drug lifestyle. You weren't doing drugs, but you were giving in to women, and I hope you rot in jail.
And that was the best part. The DA tried to revoke his bail because saying he has a personal plane, so he's a flight risk.
He's absolutely a flight risk.
Bill Cosby said, "It doesn't matter if I have my own plane, you asshole."
He said that to him
in court. Yeah, so fuck Bill Cosby.
Okay. I said acquitted. Oh, that he's acquitted? No, I meant after he's charged.
No, yeah, convicted.
Convicted.
They found him guilty in Pennsylvania.
Now they do sentencing. Now what? Probably 3 months. Probably.
Yeah, 30 to 90 days.
Yeah. Yep.
However long it takes him to probably kill himself. instead of go to jail.
Oh, God, I hope he does.
Eat
it. That rope is really comfortable, they say.
Now, did you see anything about Trump's call on Fox today?
No. Go ahead. I love this side of the argument.
He called. He gave like a 30-minute rant.
Ooh.
He was frothing at the mouth.
He calls Fox News.
Yeah, Fox and Friends. And he admitted that Cohen was... They asked him if Cohen was his lawyer, and he said, well, Cohen's mostly a businessman.
Mostly? I love when the people say businessman.
And Trump has more lawyers than you could imagine.
Yeah, because he's rich.
And Cohen's mostly a businessman, so he handled a very small portion of Trump's legal issues, like this Stormy Daniels thing. He admitted that Cohen was his lawyer for this, which up until now he's been denying.
Because he's a liar! All you people just, but you know, no one's going to do anything because nobody does anything in this country.
Well, and this is also following the news that Cohen is pleading the fifth in his civil trial. So attorney-client privilege doesn't count if you're saying the guy's not my lawyer, but now Trump's saying he is my lawyer. Like, the whole thing's a fucking mess.
This is amazing.
I recommend, go see.
Oh, I'm going to listen to it on the right
now. A clip of him yelling at Fox News people. All right. I knew there was something else I wanted to talk about in current events.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Venom trailer?
Amazing. I'm so
Shut fun. Up!
Why?
What's you think wrong? That looks amazing?
Yeah!
We are Venom.
You're sticking your tongue at me for like that.
That's what Venom does.
Oh, come on, man. I'm excited. Let me be excited, then when I see the movie, be angry. Please.
The black stuff shooting out of him everywhere.
Please, don't talk. Can we not talk about it? I know what you're... It's like I'm going out with a girl that I know is going to smell. But just let me think she's going to be nice. Just let me open up the pants and find that she stinks like a fucking whorehouse. And then I won't do it. I won't do it. And outside, I'll be like, yeah, she stunk. But...
She fucking stunk.
Stop. Tom Hardy's just a disgusting vagina. I know it. Just leave it alone. I know. But let me think it's going to be cool. I'm going out on a date. Let me think it's going to be...
It's going to be great.
Okay.
All right, so this is topic 3, Infinity War. Coming out tonight?
Tonight. Yeah.
So you're going to get sushi and then you're going to go to the movies.
Go see it, yeah. You could come. Do you want to come?
No, it's okay. You can't get tickets anymore. What? Do you have tickets?
Yeah. I have tickets already.
When did you get tickets?
She got them online. So, okay. So, Infinity Wars, there's a lot of shit on the internet right now about it.
People have seen it now.
Yeah, no, but I found one that was dated. I found an article that was dated from this week already, prior. First one. Thanos kills Loki in the near start of the film. Yay or nay? Could you see that happening?
I mean, it could happen, but why Loki? Let's discuss that a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to assume, from the end of Ragnarok, you're going to assume Thanos, it's going to open with Thanos getting to all the Asgardians,
yes.
Right? And somehow, apparently punching the Hulk all the way back to Earth, which would be amazing. Yeah, why not? Kill Loki.
Okay.
It seems like a bad move to kill your best...
The reason I think they will kill Loki is...
Loki let him down already, I guess, right?
He's also the new James Bond.
Is he really? Tom Hiddleston?
This motherfucker, he was negotiating to play the Crow. I don't know if he's going to still do the Crow, though. I could see him being the Crow. I could see him being James Bond, too, though. Maybe you could do both. I don't know if you have the time.
That's going to be a weird Bond. But I could... If you're trying to get away from Gorilla Kill Monster, that is...
The Gorilla Kill Monster.
That, you know, Craig Ferguson.
The alcoholic angry fuck, as I call him. This is one we talked about already. Tony Stark will sacrifice himself to save Captain America.
I think that's a given, right?
Are they going to whack out Iron Man and Loki in the same film? This is Downey's last movie? He said that?
He's been on his last couple. I don't think they want to pay him anymore. This will be their big step into figuring out what Marvel's going to be moving forward, right?
Okay. Either end the universe?
I think, they're going to have a choice eventually of, they're either going to have to James Bond it, where you're just going to like replace actors with new actors, right?
Yeah.
And then to keep it kind of like the comic books where it's like always happening.
Yep.
Or you're going to have to start killing people off.
Yeah. You can't have Iron Man for the next 50 years, guys. Like, they're going to have to reboot him, you know? It's going to be a reboot.
Right. And
we were happy with him for the past 15 years. He's done a great job as Iron Man. Yeah. He kind of rebooted the whole universe.
And it wouldn't be bad to kill him off. And then you could always bring Tony back down the line somehow.
Yep.
As a different person or whatever, you know. I mean, you got to figure someone's going to die and be brought back in the next movie, right?
It has to be. Has to.
You're doing Infinity War. Like, yep. What else are you doing?
All right, 3. Peter Quill will be back on Earth, and he's having consequences of it. I guess meaning that they're going to figure out more about him, his whole reality? I don't get this one. It's number 3, though.
I don't know, he's going to get a new music tape? I don't know.
I'm not a big Guardians fan.
I really liked the first one, but I think that was just because it was so different than everything else they'd done. The second one wasn't great.
Yep. Marvel's been having a lot of problems with him as an actor, because Jeremy Renner refuses to, like, he says it's because he has kids and he's divorced, and, like, he also does, he's weird, he has, like, a regular job, he does construction, he owns a construction company.
Who does, Jeremy Renner does?
Yeah, he does major renovations for houses for his celebrities.
What a fucking weirdo.
He's a total weirdo. He's been having problems at Marvel, they were supposed to do a Hawkeye movie, and he won't shoot on location. He says he needs to be near his kids. I either respect it or he's just a nut. I don't know. But
I mean, I want the Hawkeye movie. Did we talk about this?
I want the Hawkeye movie too.
Did I pitch you my idea for the Hawkeye movie? Did we do this in
an episode already? No, go ahead. Fire away.
I want them to do it'd be a Black Widow Hawkeye movie.
Okay.
Where Black Widow is doing some espionage spy shit, but she needs a cover.
Okay.
So, like, she's doing her Black Widow thing where she's, like, kind of dating a dude.
Yeah.
But she needs someone with her. Yeah. And it's Hawkeye. And somehow, Hawkeye's wife gets involved. So now Hawkeye and his wife are in kind of like a date night or game night.
Helen Page is his wife, right? It's the other one who looks like Helen Page. But it's not. The one from Scooby-Doo. She played, what's her name in Scooby-Doo? Damn it.
Oh, is that her?
That's her.
From Freaks and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks. It's her. Yep, sorry. Keep going. Sorry, Rob.
But, so I'd want, they're having like their romantic comedy where it's like, they're doing all the spy stuff that they're not, like, used to. Mm-hmm. And while Black Widow's trying to, like, keep them safe. And that would be the whole movie.
Okay.
And you could do that on location in the U.S., wherever.
Apparently they can't. He has to be...
Where do his kids live?
In California. Why are you being a dick about this man with his fucking kids, Rob? Sit there. Your parents are married and they have sex all the time. You don't have a comment on this. I'm putting my foot down.
So, my question would be, for Hawkeye, does he get his mask?
Can we get him his mask?
How dumb would his mask look on film?
So bad. So bad. He also... I made a Green Arrow mistake. I said they're going to put the silly little hat on. That's Green Arrow. They haven't put the hat on Green Arrow ever, which... It's good. So the prediction is Hawkeye will show up at a critical point in the movie to save somebody. I think it is.
The big lead up to it is that Hawkeye hasn't been in, like, any of it. This is the other theory that I've heard. Would be, say, everyone dies. Iron Man...
Yeah.
Iron Man, Captain America, all the major people. Mm-hmm. And so the next movie would be Hawkeye with, like, Ant-Man and Falcon. And, like, all the B-level people having to stand up to Thanos and eventually getting everyone brought back to life. Which I would definitely watch that movie.
Now, the last one is one that's making me angry. We have to discuss a little bit before we go into our last topic. We're actually doing an extra topic. We're giving you a bonus topic here today, folks. Forward Z.
Fuck with our branding.
All the stuff that's going on with Stan Lee that makes me angry. One, Stan Lee's never drawn a... Stan Lee doesn't create these characters. I want you to know that. He does not draw. He's a writer. He's a piece of shit. I don't like Stan Lee. I have my issues with him. He's decided that he's going to retire from the films. He's not going to be in the films anymore, but this was his last one in it. If this happens, trust me, you're getting a phone call around...
So they're going to resolve this whole Watcher deal?
Yeah. Stan Lee will be the one to kill Thanos and damages most of his minions at the end of the film. Because he is in an influential point in his career, influential point, he has to retire in the near distant future from his cameos. Infinity Wars will probably be his last one that he's in, which probably makes that whatever character he plays lend a helping hand to ending Thanos and his minions in the end of the movie. If that's what happens, I will object. I jumped in my chair like a kid.
What if he brings back Iron Man? I'd be kind of into that.
Yeah, I'd be kind of into that. But all right. Okay, never mind. You got me, Rob. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, I'll do a recap. I'll let you know what we discussed and if any of these were correct.
Do you have any personal theories? Or what you really want to see?
No. I'm going into this kind of blind because Thor, how do you say this again?
Ragnarok?
Ragnarok. I like the Thor movie. I like the original Thor movie. Dark World is hard to get through.
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad, but it's hard to get through.
It's hard to get through.
I don't want them to take out Loki.
He's their best bad guy.
I know, but guess what? If they're paying you more to pay James Bond, you gotta do
it. Right, you don't want to get into a Robert Downey Jr. situation.
No, you don't.
With some fucking guy playing Loki.
I want to name one of my kids Loki, but then I have to name another one Thor, and I'm probably not going to...
Do the American Gods thing and name him Loki, like L-O-W-K-E-Y.
I always, if I had sons, I wanted to name them Michael, Gabriel, and if it was girl, Lucy. Lucifer.
Wait, no, name a boy Lucy.
Oh, God. I always liked that on Supernatural when they used to call Lucifer Lucy. I'm like, yo, that's what brothers would do.
That's what they would do.
Oh. And I got I was watching Supernatural again this week. I got back into it a little bit.
What a great show.
Great show.
We should just do that.
Can we do a topic next week? Can we do one?
I don't know if I can get through the whole show in a week. That's like a...
Can we do at least to where we consider the show to end and a new show begins?
When the second season?
When Dean jumps in. When Dean... can we do it next week?
Okay, sure.
Four. We'll do it to four, the end of four, but the show should have really ended. There are like... I was walking through five...
It's still on!
I was walking through the five and below, okay? That store, the little store for kids. Calendars. I'm like, wait, this show is still fucking on? Season 22.
No, shut up.
That they're busting out two of them a year then. Simpsons are on like their 35th season. They haven't been... They started, you know? All right, that's next week. We'll talk about Supernatural next week. We have to do it. We have to. It's been too long. I don't want to see Loki go, but whatever. If we got to go, we got to go. But I'm kind of going into a blind because some of the... I've been turned off at the Marvel movies lately. Civil War, I saw with you originally, and I had my complaints. One of them is that Tony Stark's dad, who's a billionaire, is driving a car. It's like a late 80s model shit car. Like, you remember I said that to you?
Yeah.
Like, why is... I keep calling him Ned Stark. I'm going to know this right when I leave here.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Stark. Mr. Stark.
The guy from Mad Men.
Why is Mr. Stark doing that? Why is he driving that car? But what would you like to see?
I hope the Vision gets fucking...
murdered.
I'm
so sick of him. Thank you for making my own plot. I just said that to you when the mic was off, but when I came in here, like, I'm so sick of that fucking character. Is he Jarvis? Is Jarvis still in his headset? What the fuck's going on?
A fucking glowy thing.
Well,
see, the other thing is that he's...
Is that the albino?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And, like, the character's kind of too powerful for...
Everybody
else. What they do with Marvel.
Yeah.
So, like, it would make sense to just get rid of him.
Yeah, just get rid of him. Get rid of him. Here we go. I wanted to explain something to you. My new segment, I've been wanting to do this since the beginning. This is one of the things that I wanted to do for a while. For those of you who don't know, who are new listeners from all around the world or whatever, we have South Africa, Canada, Milwaukee.
They're not listening anymore. We missed too many weeks.
Shut up. That's why you're mad.
Yes.
Yeah, because you had South African friends to chat with on email, and I fucked that up. I'm sorry. I am a comedian. I've been doing shows, and what I've been doing is I've been leaving out not only promotions for the show on the tables like a fucking waiter, or like an insurance salesman. The segment I've been wanting to do for so long is called Plugs and Outlets, okay? I've been dying to do this. That's why you've been hearing Rob beg like an awful kid who wants a puppy on Christmas at the end of these things, that he wants emails, because we really wanted to do this segment. I really wanted to give people advice that I'm not deserving to give. Nobody who listens to this advice, this is just coming from a fucking very dysfunctional person. Whatever I give, just take it out.
Yeah, please send us your emails and you can get advice.
From Christian and Rob. So we have six emails this week.
We're just going to read the one. I think we might do this as a full segment next week.
Yeah, I want to do it as a full segment next week because there's five of them. Some of them are just basic questions that people need to just understand. They need to move on in their life and you need to just dump the person, dump the guy. But the gem of the fucking... like.
I'm going
to
read this one. Hey, 3 with Z. I started dating a woman I worked with 2 months ago and everything seemed fine. Like, it was working out real well. Until a week ago, I recently found out that her last boyfriend was a black guy, and since then I started noticing she constantly makes comments about the size of things around me. For example, the other day she commented about how cool it was that I drive such a small car and don't seem bothered by it. I drive a Civic.
Oh,
or how
my
TV looks small in my living room, and maybe I need a bigger one. Is my girlfriend not satisfied with what I got, or am I just paranoid? To be clear, my dick is definitely above average. And I don't have a small dick at all or anything. Thanks, Fritchard.
Oh my god.
I think this is the favorite email I've ever read in my life. You got any advice for Fritchard?
Oh my god.
Buy a bigger car.
There's nothing wrong with the size of your TV, buddy. I can't do this. I don't want to do this segment anymore. I don't want to ruin this guy's day. Okay, I'm just going to give you a reality check here, guy. Okay, I don't like the second sentence. I found out my girlfriend was dating a black guy. I would really love to know how you found that out. I'm not going to because we're not I wish this was a call-in. I really wish this was a call-in. But there's a lot of guys who assume that just because your girlfriend dated a black guy, that she was so satisfied sexually, okay? If you're writing an email about this question here, you do have a problem. Like, I'm sorry, you do.
I don't think it's her.
It's not her. She's not writing me the email.
Hello, what kind of comment is, it's cool that you drive such a small car and don't have a
That's
problem
tough.
With it.
I don't know. She's making fun of you. She's making fun of you. But it's not,
she's saying it's cool.
Rob, I'm not saying there's other shit going on in this situation here. This guy's not well. This guy's not a well person. And I don't want to. Everything's okay. Your life is good.
Richard, you're fine.
Richard, you are fine. But that's not okay. Okay. The civic.
Wait, we can't just make fun of this poor guy. No. He reaches out to us for help.
He needs to reach out to somebody else. I'm sorry, the first person I'm turning down here. This is not okay.
Now we're going to get more emails.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Just Richard, don't message us again. I don't have a small dick or anything. First of all, who's told you have it? I'm sorry. I sound like a dick here. Let me rewind this here, okay? I'm sorry. It was just a really good email.
You sound like an above average.
Richard, if your emailing skills are definitely above average. I guarantee you that black guy could not send an email like this. I don't even know if he has one. So, is that racist? Is that racist?
That wasn't great.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like Gmail. Maybe he's a Hotmail guy. I've noticed she's consistently making comments about the size of everything around me. I think that sounds like you're just paranoid. I honestly think if I'm going to give you the honest advice possible, first of all, I want to let you know is not every black guy has a big dick, okay? Just because, and if obviously they broke up, it didn't work out, guy. So she's with you. If everything seems fine, trust me, I think your girlfriend would have told you in a much better way that she wouldn't be dating you, okay? Like, don't get me wrong, if she was making these comments during sex, like, oh, these pillows are really small, but I think they're comfy. Like, you know, maybe you have a small TV. Maybe you need to get a different...
Email us back. How big is your TV?
I hope he fucking emails us back. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Richard better not be your real name either. Okay? That better not. Dude, this is ridiculous. My dad's name is Richard. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at you, man. This is just, I honestly think you're very, very paranoid. I think it is. It seems like from the, I've probably said this 3 times already, but I'm just trying to get through this and end my day here. I have a date to go on.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. If she's not complaining.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I have a huge dick. I've never had this situation happen.
Has anyone commented on the size of your car?
And I drove a hamster. I drove a car that was literally called a hamster. The hamstermobile. And no one has ever made reference to that. I'm going to be honest with you, too, here. I'm going to get real, real intimate for the crowd here. I walked into a backyard party. Okay, this is John Serrano did this. John Serrano, Toretto is going to be a future guest on this show. Okay, John loves me like an older brother, and he hates when I do something wrong, and like he gets really, like, mean. And, like, he's only a dick when I do something wrong. So I walked into a backyard party that I was an hour and a half late for. Okay, this was maybe 4 years.
You?
Yeah, me. 4 years ago. I just had sex. He knew that. And I was probably on a three...
You could smell it on you.
I was on a three-day bender. 3 days, maybe. Gross. Disgusting. I was wearing a hoodie. I was wearing black basketball shorts and a backwards cap. Maybe a do-rag. I don't know. So I walk in and Serrano says to me, he goes, "You look like fucking shit. What's wrong with you?" He goes, I've been calling you. What's going on? I haven't spoken to you in a week. And I'm like, "Serrano, shut up, man. Like, honestly, life is really good for me right now." And he's like, You don't look good. And this is like part of the... This is where like I started straightening shit out because he ruined it. And I'm like, he's like, "What are you doing? What do you mean your life's going good?" I was like, "Tell you what, I've been up for 2 days, 3 days, been partying. I just got laid. I come over here. I'm a boss. I'm not even wearing underwear." Okay? Fucking flags me in a full fucking party. Full fucking party. It happened so, it was literally like in slow motion. He says, "Yeah, really?" Flags me. And I just make eye contact with every person at that party. And I'm just like, I felt like there were just weights on my pants. So I pulled them back up and I just look at everybody. I'm like, "My reputation's ruined." Went back on my day. Okay, but now, short of having a sex tape or getting, like, there's... You can't be concerned. Why are you giving me this look?
What look?
Give me a concerned look, like I just told you an awful story.
You can't be concerned.
It's... You have to fucking realize who you are, okay? Alright, you don't know what this black guy is. You don't know who you... First of all, you didn't have to say that. You could have just... Oh, God. This whole fucking... I should be...
This is obviously all in your head, Richard.
This is all in your head. This is all in your head, okay? Trust me. Keep dating this girl. Trust me, if you had a small dick, she wouldn't be with you. Okay? She wouldn't. Okay?
Keep a list of all of her comments and let us know.
You want to... Oh, if she keeps... All right, count. If you want to really get paranoid, I want you to reference...
Ride the paranoia.
Yeah, I just want to see how much longer this lasts for. If she says, "Oh, that toaster's small," or, you know... Then we might be something working.
Oh, that's the other thing. Is that
if her friends were saying it...
She said that his Civic was small.
That is a small car. She's not wrong.
It's not that small.
Yes, it is. It's a small
car. Not a comment. It's not a,
yes.
It's not a mini.
Yes, it is.
It's not a smart
car. I'm giving her the credit for that one. Yes, it is.
It's not a smart car.
It is. Well, okay, so if you drove a Prius instead of a small car, like, I get it. I want more info. Richard, if you listen to this, please, I hope you aren't so upset at me. I tried to open up a little bit to you here. Dude, you gotta fucking get through this. Email us back. I hope you do. That was a great email. My best bet is to not let it bother you. I want to know in future. I think you're just a little paranoid, and if the whole finding out your girlfriend's dating a black guy because you're insecure, you just started to collect paranoid thoughts here. But keep collecting them and emailing us, because I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
That's amazing.
Yep. But this can be a future segment. I hope I give somewhat of good advice. I hope nobody kills themselves, you know? Don't drive that Civic into a toaster or anything, please. Thank you for your listening this week. I appreciate it. And I'm sure after we wrap this up, I'm going to leave and I'm going to hear Rob begging us for more emails. I don't blame him anymore after that. Like, we have 6 more that we got to go through next week.
Well, hopefully we'll have even more than that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe some friends out there.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. See you later, kiddo.
See you later, kiddo.